Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
My name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And here's our podcast for this week.
Woo!
Yeah.
Another stay-at-home edition.
Hey, but not for long.
At least for us. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see what goes on. We'll see how it all goes. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, I mean, we're one step closer to movie theaters opening here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of drive-ins that are opening.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I saw, like, on Monday that they opened, I think, a few. Wasn't it in Wisconsin or was it in Minnesota?
I think Minnesota isn't yet open, but I know there's a lot of states that are opening up drive-ins. And, I mean, even ones that I think had been shuttered for a couple of years, like they were still owned and open technically, but you know they hadn't played a movie for a while, kind of thing. You know, now they're opening back up, they're getting people in, they're, you know, getting everything ready and painted and prepped and getting tons of people in because people want to go to the movies. But
exactly,
you know,
right.
with the drive-ins, it's a lot easier to kind of justify that, I guess, you know, so that everybody's kind of within their own familial unit, I guess you would say.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing with that, though, is I wonder if they're going to have their concessions open.
I think there are some that are open, but then there's others where I was reading some stuff from some owners of some of the drive-ins, you know, saying that, you know, the rules that are kind of in place for people, you know, they won't necessarily be able to do concessions. I think some people are trying to get, like, honestly, if they did, like, mobile order, that I think would be just fantastic. You know, just get like a custom little golf cart or something that's, you know, a low rider so that, you know, you're not blocking anybody's view of the screen and just zip in between all the rows and bring people their food.
That'd be cool.
$1 million idea right there.
Yeah.
Maybe drive-ins will make a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, especially nowadays with, you know, car stereos and stuff are getting to be a lot better than they were back in the day. And I mean, you know, especially with you know, the old drive-ins that had a little clip-on speaker for your car, you know, that wasn't a great movie-going experience if you wanted to actually watch the movie. But you know, now people are, or a lot of drive-ins have the over-the-air sound for the movie, and you just tune into a radio station. And you know, like I said, a lot of car stereos nowadays are a lot better than they were back in the day, so I feel like that's going to be a lot better of an experience for a lot of people.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
It'll be interesting to see.
Oh, most definite.
Now, if we can just get some movies released, right?
Exactly. I think the first ones are, what, July?
Tenet is going to open the Tenet, movies, yeah. I think. But Mulan is also coming out in July now.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay. I didn't see that.
Yep.
That's awesome. All right.
Mulan is set to come out in July now.
Very nice. Very nice.
So we got Mulan, Tenet, then we got Wonder Woman the next month.
Okay, that'll be interesting to see.
Because
that was supposed to be released in March, yeah?
Wonder Woman?
Yep. No, Mulan.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So like spring break weekend or that week.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. So I guess that's some news. Some other things that actually kind of caught my eye this week. Did you guys have a chance to watch the King of Staten Island trailer that dropped?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I mean, that one looks pretty good.
I'm not a huge Pete Davidson guy, though.
See, I like Pete Davidson as a comic. And so, like, you know, all of his stuff that he did for SNL and then some of the other stuff that he's done outside of SNL. Because, you know, obviously SNL is kind of where I first saw him as, you know, the, you know, comedian, I guess. But I mean, just I really enjoy the way that he delivers lines and his jokes and everything like that. I like the delivery of it.
Gotcha.
I know it's not necessarily for everybody. Absolutely, you know, it's a little out there, but it's something that I enjoy. And the trailer that they had for The King of Staten Island, I think, was pretty good.
Yeah, and it's got a great cast to it too. I mean, as Bill Burr.
Oh, absolutely.
Pete
yeah.
Davidson.
Marissa Tomei.
Yep. So it should be good. Myself, I'm not really a big Pete Davidson fan, but I like Judd Apatow. So
there you go.
Yeah, I will for sure see this one.
Very nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. You guys let me know how it is.
Well, we'll try here. We'll try.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then there was another one where, oh, that's right. I just remembered. Disney Plus. I don't think we talked about this last week. Hamilton is being released like a year early on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. We didn't talk about that yet.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was supposed to be next year, and it's the Broadway cast, the original Broadway cast, basically the film recording of that, coming back to do the full play, and it's going to be up on Disney Plus, and I don't know, it'll be interesting. I know a lot of people are excited about that one.
Is it going to be like the movie style, or is it going to be like filmed on Broadway?
I think it's going to be like filmed on Broadway.
Okay, all right.
Just because, I mean, especially if it's releasing this year, I mean, they just announced it a couple of months ago, so I don't think they would have had,
oh, I know,
you know, near enough time to, you know, build sets and get everything going and edit and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, right, exactly. That's the only way that I could think of them doing it. So, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it should be good, hopefully. I've always wanted to see that play, so
yeah,
hopefully it's good.
And then especially with the original Broadway cast and how those tickets for forever were going, just, you know, you couldn't get tickets for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, I know. Yeah.
So, but yeah, yeah. I guess that's kind of all I've got for movie news. Do you guys got anything else here for movie news?
The main thing I had to discuss was that Mulan's coming out in July.
July's coming out in Mulan? What?
Yeah. Otherwise, not a. Oh, wait. New Mutants.
Oh, yeah.
Release date August 2020 now.
Man, many times has that movie been moved? I swear.
Dude, how much younger is all the cast going to be when it's released compared to, like, now?
Right? No, absolutely.
That movie had to have been filmed in, like, 2016.
Yeah. Well, wow. Actually, let me see what we're looking at here.
It's been delayed 4 times. Jeez.
Let's see here. When was filming?
Well, I know the trailer premiered with Logan.
So it definitely filmed in 2016.
Yep. Yeah. Jeez. That is crazy here. Okay.
This movie, it better be good.
Oh, it filmed at the same place as Shutter Island.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Medfield State Hospital in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Speaking of movies getting delayed, one that's not getting delayed again, finally, is Avatar 2. And apparently all the sequels are going to cost total $1 billion.
Jeez. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. So like $250 million per sequel, pretty much.
That's crazy.
Wow. They have a lot of faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, first one was the highest grossing movie of all time for a while.
True.
That's true.
But I feel like a lot of people say that, oh, people have lost interest and whatnot.
Mm.
But I don't know. I feel like whatever he unveils that makes it just like ridiculous, everyone's going to go see it still.
Right.
Because whatever he's doing, you know, he's going to push the envelope with like what he's doing filming wise and what kind of technology he's going to bring to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, exactly.
He being James Cameron.
Absolutely.
But we just assume that people listening to this know who that is and what we're talking about.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I guess you guys got any other news?
I'm back to work.
Not really.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot to ask. I always... how did I forget? How have your weeks been going, guys?
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
We just kind of launched right into it.
I'm back to work.
Nice.
Kind of. I mean, I am back to work, but you say nice. I'm like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
You get kind of used to just sitting around and having the government throw $1,000 at you every week.
I mean, you're working from home still here, right?
Yeah. So I've been in this podcast studio literally like all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why I haven't been able to walk the surprisingly sleeping dog next to me on the couch over here.
Wow. Oh, you still got them separated from each other?
Yeah. Till the trainer comes.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, they both sleep in the bed with us
mm-hmm.
at night, but we just like to get their energy out. It's that Ganon's like really calm. He literally lays around and is super chill. Gamora's the younger, hyper one that gets kind of worked up, and then they sometimes will get into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really, they get along. It's just that like if there's any food or a toy around, she's very possessive.
Gotcha.
Like, don't touch my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not with humans, just with Ganon.
Interesting. But
I could walk up and like stick my finger in her mouth while she's eating, and she wouldn't dare do anything.
Right.
She don't like it. If I yell at her, she's like, "Oh crap!"
Oh no.
Very nice.
You gotta assert dominance.
Mm-hmm. So how's your week been going, Travis?
Oh, it's been going pretty good. Not really done much. Yeah. Just watching YouTube.
Yeah.
I watched Major League 2 today. That was fun. That was on Netflix. That was a good watch. Because I haven't seen that one in forever. Other than that, I really haven't been watching a whole lot of movies, which is surprising. It's just been a lot of like Netflix, YouTube stuff, like TV shows and whatnot. So it's been kind of boring on that route, but you know, not bad.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. How about you? What have you been doing?
Well, still working. Go figure.
Yep.
I got a haircut. Well, I should say I had my sister cut my hair.
speak easy haircut.
Right? No. You know, we've got the clippers here and stuff like that, and it was just, you know, getting a little too in the way. And so we got her all cut up and good to go, and it's definitely out of the way. It's pretty short, but it's definitely out of the way. So
you shaved your whole head?
Not shaved, but
okay,
shorter than I usually go.
Oh wow, okay.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the clippers that I have didn't have much range in the length of clip.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. You kind of need that to have a perfect haircut, I guess you can.
Yeah, yeah. And it was funny because she was going to try using the scissors on the top part of my head or whatever. And so she got out the scissors and she made like one cut. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to chop my fingers off. Let's just buzz it.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
Why is your hair red? Oh.
So weird.
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't really been doing anything other than playing some video games and stuff like that. So, you know, having fun.
There you go.
Yeah. Woot.
Yeah. So,
that's fun.
Going back to movies, though, we actually do have a movie that's premiering this week. That's kind of a higher profile movie, but it's premiering on streaming. And we talked about it a week or two ago, I think.
We talked about it a couple times.
We did. And that movie is Scoob. And so, Scoob is rated PG. Scoob reveals how lifelong friends Scooby and Shaggy first met, and how they joined with young detectives Fred, Velma, and Daphne to form the famous Mystery Inc. Now, with hundreds of cases solved and adventures shared, Scooby and the gang face their biggest, most challenging mystery ever, a plot to unleash the ghost dog Cerberus upon the world. As they race to stop this global dogpocalypse, the gang discovers that Scooby has a secret legacy and an epic destiny greater than anyone imagined. I have not found any score on any of our normal sites.
John, how'd that feel?
Very good.
Reading the synopsis?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was nice. It was nice getting back into that.
Nice.
But, yeah, so we got Scoob premiering this week.
I'm not really interested in that one, so I don't think it's one I'm really going to check out.
Yeah, and like I said, I know we've talked about it here before, and I know, you know, me and Travis, you and I had talked about how it wasn't the right Shaggy.
Correct, right, yeah.
I mean, even though
we have it length, yep.
It is Will Rogers, or Will Forte, Will Rogers. I was reading Shaggy's last name at the same time. But it is Will Forte, but, you know, it's still not Matthew Lillard or Casey Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
No, it is not.
Are you challenging me?
No, but it'll be okay.
Yeah.
I want to see this one just because I know it has Captain Caveman in it. Mm-hmm. And I love that cartoon growing up, so.
Very nice. But yeah, so, I mean, I kind of want... I'm a little split on this movie because, like, I kind of want to see it. It looks, you know, decent for an animated Scooby-Doo movie. But at the same time, it's like...
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, now that it's not in theaters, I probably won't check it out.
Mm.
Just because I would watch it in the theater and then be like, you know, if I liked it, I'll like it, I'll buy it. But if I don't...
Right, right.
But since it's only streaming, I just don't know if I'll get around to it. Unless I hear it's really, really good.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that works here. So, Alan's a no. I'm a man. Travis is a probably not, but yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Alrighty, that works here. And that concludes our movies premiering this week portion of the show. in that case... If you want to, go ahead and give us a follow on Facebook. We are facebook.com/moviesareathing. Also on Twitter and Instagram, give us a follow, like, you know, all that kind of fun stuff on our tweets and Instagram posts. We are at moviesareathing. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. At moviesareathing. Come check us out over there. And I mean, there's not a lot posted ever, really. yeah, come over, say hi. We'll have fun over there. Yeah, I guess other than that, are you guys ready for this week's trivia show game thingamabob? Who's it, what's it?
Yeah, who's this, what's it?
Let's do it.
Movies are a thing, who's this, what's it?
There we go. Alrighty, so this week, I do have a few things prepared.
Hmm.
Okay.
Let's see here. There's that. We once again have three categories.
Yeah.
We have... Film plots explained badly.
Ooh, back to the thing that started it all.
Yes, sir. We have a personal favorite, Shatnerd. And we also have, or I guess I should say, so film plots explained badly. Obviously, it's where I have a film plot that it has to do with a film, but it's just not necessarily the main point of the film, and it's a very bad explanation of the film itself. Shatnerd is where we take quotes from movies and Shatnerfy them. I do my my best Shatner impression while saying these quotes, and the guys have to guess which movie it is from. And then the third category that we have this week is actually it's kind of a new one. It is Songs of the Disney Renaissance.
Ooh.
Which I have...
Okay.
I have clips of songs... from the Disney Renaissance. There are repeats, and you just have to tell me which movie it is from.
Okay. And,
I mean,
okay.
They're 20, 30, 40 second clips, so nothing too crazy.
Okay.
And so I think just to start things off, we are going to go ahead and start off with Songs of the Disney Renaissance. You guys ready?
Okay.
Yes. Hope so.
Alrighty, here's number one.
Like a pounding beast, our aging feats are easy to ignore.
Hey! Think of instead a girl worth fighting for. Huh? That's what I said, a girl worth fighting for. I want her paler than the moon.
Mulan. Oh my god, what is it?
Alan got it, it's Mulan.
Okay. I was like, I know I've heard that one before.
he started with that on purpose, probably, because of our Mulan news.
I actually did not, but I'm going to pretend that I did. Alrighty, one second. I got to get my legend going here so I know who gets what. Fantastic. Alan, you have the board.
Shatnerd.
Shatnerd. Alrighty. So, just as a heads up, this first Shatnerd is a conversation between two people, and so there's going to be a little bit of a pause, I guess, or I'm going to make as much of a pause as I can while still conveying the Shatnerfied essence of the quote.
Got it.
Okay.
Sounds so pretentious. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. What? How? Oh, look at this. Sons of the pharaohs, give me frogs, flies, locusts, anything but you. Compared to you, the other plagues were a joy, Spock. I am so very sorry. It was an accident, my girl. When Ramses destroyed Syria, it was an accident. You are a catastrophe, Spock.
It's not from The Mummy, is it?
It is.
Yeah!
It is right after the bookshelves are tipped over.
Okay, yep, all right.
That's
right, yeah.
Yeah, that's when Evelyn knocked over all the bookshelves in The Mummy, and the doctor, Dr. Bay, came mm-hmm. in and is like, no, you are a catastrophe. So, Travis, it is your yes. board.
Woo! All right. Let's go movie plots explained badly.
Alrighty.
Here we go.
So, the first film plot explained badly is, while his little brother is under Malekith's watch, he has to boost multiple times, including his unicorn, and every one of them can boost no longer than a minute.
God. Oh my god.
I
should know it just from the name.
Could you repeat it again?
It's not Thor Dark World, is it?
It is not. So
it's Malekith.
Mm-hmm. While his little brother is under Malekith's watch, he has to boost multiple times, including his unicorn, and every one of them can boost no longer than a minute. Let me know if you guys need
Christ
a hint.
Christ almighty.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. John sucks at these, and by, I mean, he sucks. He makes them really hard.
You're right.
Okay.
I need a hint.
I just keep thinking of Thor the Dark World because you said Malekith.
How long is a minute?
60 seconds. Gone in 60 seconds?
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Because Christopher Eccleston, who played Malekith, also plays Raymond Calitri.
That's what I was trying to think. I was like, there's no other movie with Malekith in it. I was like, what the hell? I was like, what is this? So I was like trying to tie it together somehow. I was like, what is this?
There you go. Alrighty, Alan. It is your board again.
Renaissance me.
Okay. We have the second song of the Disney Renaissance. And if you guys know it, just shout it out.
Oh, okay. He's got 75 gold. Aladdin.
Don't they look lovely, June?
Yep.
Fabulous Harry, I love the feathers.
Fabulous Harry, I love the feathers. Alrighty. So that one was...
He beats the galloping horde.
I'm doing bad guys with swats. Alrighty. Let's keep on going here. Alan, your choice again.
Movie plots.
Movie plots explained badly. He's a drunk. She's a housewife. He feels an inexplicable bond with her, but if he gets his way to be with her, her world will end. He shoots for the moon anyway and ends up with a crater heart.
It's not knocked up.
Nope.
He's a drunk. Crater heart. I need a hint.
Yeah.
Okay. Superhero movie.
Hancock.
Damn it.
Yep, that is correct. It is Hancock.
I like how all these freaking movie plots explain badly. It literally takes like the first little hint, and it's just like, oh, click.
Right. Alrighty, Alan.
Let's redeem myself. Let's go back to the Shatner.
Alrighty. Oh, I totally forgot to write this one in. One second. Okay. Names have been changed to protect the identity of the characters.
Okay.
Okay, let's get this going. Spock, the kind of control you're attempting simply is, it's not possible. If there is one thing the history of evolution has taught us, it's that life will not be contained. Life.
Jurassic Park?
It's Jurassic Park!
I said it.
Alan got it.
I
snuck in. I'm like, Jurassic Park. And Travis is like, it's Jurassic Park.
Oh, man. Yes, it is the Dr. Ian Malcolm quote of which includes the well, there it is. I didn't get to it. I didn't quite get there.
I wasn't going to let it go on any longer. I was like, no. I was
like, very nice. Alrighty, Alan. You still control the board here.
Of course I do. Let's go Renaissance.
Cocky ass.
Hey, you're the one who before this episode was like, I feel like tonight's my night.
It's never my night. You know this.
Hey, you were going toe to toe with John that 1 week.
That's last true. Week? I was.
Or was it 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago, as I did last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. The third song of the Disney Renaissance. This one's gonna be pretty quick, guys.
It's clear from your vacant
Lion King.
Ah! The lights are all on.
We are talking kings and successions. Even you.
It's clear from
your vacant. There we go.
This is bullshit. Yeah. All right.
You right.
You right. Okay. I told you it was going to be a quick one.
Yeah, you did. I was not prepared.
I mean, come on. It's the name of the song, man. You gotta be prepared.
I know. I was not. I failed.
All right.
You do not take Jeremy Irons' advice. Come on.
No, I did not.
All right, Alan.
Let's go with movie plot. Movie plots.
Alrighty. We have a police officer, while trying to solve a case with the FBI, is hindered by the victim's friend. The police officer finds that the friend has more to him than meets the eye, especially when he finds the language barrier he thought was there is
Rush
not.
Hour.
And the friend actually does understand his words. Yes.
Oh my god.
So
were you
going to
say it? Were you going to say it? Travis?
I was.
What was the tipping point to get you to 100%?
The language barrier.
Language
barrier? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You said FBI, and I was like running through my head. You said FBI, and I was like thinking, and I was about to say Point Break, but then you said language barrier, and I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
God, I love that movie. That movie's so funny.
It's pretty great. Alrighty. Ellen.
Let's go movie plots again.
Alrighty. This one might take you a while. We'll see.
Oh, God.
Captain Jack is just trying to write, but Jesus Quintana keeps hounding him about stolen material. The end is a bit corny, but it was buried anyway.
The Ninth Gate.
Nope.
God, no, that's not what it's called.
Oh, my God. Secret Window?
Yep.
There we go.
Yes!
Yeah, that one kind of disappeared from everybody, I think. Like,
that was a good movie too.
I enjoyed it. I know that there are people that do not like it because there's mm-hmm. too many like plot holes and stuff for them, but
yeah.
I don't know. It I didn't mind it.
It's got John Turturro in it. It can't
yes,
be bad.
Yes. Exactly. It's got Jesus Quintana.
Yes.
Alrighty. Travis, it is your board.
Oh, it's mine. What do I have, 2 to like 18,000? All right, let's go movie plots explained badly.
Alrighty, guys are just crushing through these. Okay, we have a man has to watch where he steps because with everything in the balance, his questionable French accent,
Hurt Locker.
French accent and broken laws lead him to a tightrope walk, avoiding the police. No, it is not the Hurt Locker.
The Walk?
Yes, it is The Walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew the movie. I couldn't think of the name. I was like, God. I was like, it's the World Trade Center one.
That one was actually really hard to get a film plot explained badly. I don't know.
I believe it. Sure. All right.
Already two in a row, Travis.
Now it's my board.
Yes.
Let's go Disney Renaissance.
Fantastic. This one. I think the part that we start up on actually, I think, has become a little bit of a meme. So, a little bit of a meme. Let's go ahead and get this started up again. Just shout it out if you guys know it.
Marie! The baguettes! Hurry up!
Look, there she goes, the girl is...
Oh, Beauty and the Beast! Beauty and the Beast!
Very nice, Travis. Very nice.
Jesus, okay. Cool.
Marie!
Calm down.
The baguettes!
I think you're still losing, Travis.
I'm sure I am, but I'm happy.
He's catching up. He is catching up. Ooh, wait a second here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, it's 8-4. We still have a few things left here. So I'm just gonna throw that out there. Travis has gotten 3 in a row. Fantastic.
Remember, he was on
the Trebek.
He was 2 behind you.
Yeah. Doesn't mean anything. Sorry. Travis, you're bored.
I hump it.
Shatner me.
Alrighty. This one is a long one, so by all means, stop me if you know it. This boy is fueled like fire, so start melting ladies because the boy is hotter than hot. He's hot, hot, hot. The right size, the right build, right hair, right on, right on, right on, right on. And he's got something to say to those 50 billion pairs of ears out there. Spock. Pop it, D-Man.
It's so hard because you're...
Unbelievable. Quiver, ladies, quiver. He's going to set the world on fire. Spock. Right here.
Oh my God, what is it?
Fifth element.
God.
Hot, hot. I was like,
Yes, sir. It is
God.
The fifth element.
The frickin' Shatner throws me off.
I try. I really do.
You did
do.
That for film plots once, too.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
One second. I do want to just double check one thing here quickly. Okay. Alan, it is your board. But yeah, that is actually the... no, never mind. Never mind. We're good. Go.
That was the last Shatner? Or close?
No, that is not the last Shatner.
Okay. Let's go Renaissance.
Alrighty. One of my personal favorites of Disney. We'll go ahead and get this one started.
Hercules.
Ah! Okay.
It is Hercules. Yep, I love that song.
I couldn't go the distance.
There you go. I don't know, that song right there is just like, gets you pumped. It really does.
Speaking of Hercules, they're going to do a live action.
They are.
Yes.
Russo Brothers producing. Why didn't we have that on the news?
I don't know. I totally forgot to put that on there. I knew it. God. I was going to put it on there.
Do you guys ever you guys ever think about the podcast just randomly, like when you're driving or something, you're like, why didn't we talk about that in the news?
Right?
No. It's happened to me a bunch. I'm like, damn it. I was like, we suck.
That happens every week to me. Like, I'll be editing and I'll be like, oh, wait, we should have talked about this. Oh, no, wait, we should have talked about this, too. Dang it.
What we should talk about is this 10-4.
I'm not counting yet.
10-4? Rubber ducky? God, I hate the Shatner because that's so hard. There you go. Pop quiz for you two. What's that from? 10-4 rubber ducky.
Oh, that's Austin Powers.
Yes. Let's go.
Boom. Yeah. Roasted.
Stanley, your heart sucks.
Very nice office quotes. Got it. Alrighty.
Shatner.
Okay. This one is a short one. Okay. Okay. You could have the power of the god Spock, yet you wear a flag on your chest and
Superman, Man of Steel.
Think that you fight a battle of nations. I have seen the future, Captain. There are no flags, Spock.
Oh, Captain America.
Which one?
First Avenger. Winter Soldier.
It was First Avenger.
That's what I thought. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, that's...
No, I just snorted, man. I was...
Oh, I thought you like were waiting. I was like, no, it was First Avenger.
No, it was First Avenger. It's
did that on purpose so Travis wouldn't get it.
It was Red Skull. May have been, yeah. But no, that was Red Skull when he was talking to Captain America.
Yeah, no, at near the end when you said the flag part, I was like, oh wait, I was like, that's Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Alan.
What are the treasures that I cannot possess?
It is your board.
Film plots.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So this is the last of the film plots explained badly.
Good.
I did not really have a lot of time to get a ton of them going, so
I am on my way. Alright.
So, a man and his pretty serious girlfriend usually chat a couple hours online per day, but his brother keeps bugging him, so the man signs up for Taekwondo classes along with trying out...
On Napoleon Dynamite!
Yeah.
Sorry, I was like, I didn't want it. I didn't want Alan to get it, so I was trying to yell it.
No, you're good, man. You're good. You peeked out a little bit, but I heard you.
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. But yeah, it is Napoleon Dynamite, but signs up for Taekwondo classes along with trying out a door-to-door business with their uncle. The business doesn't work out.
Movie?
But in the end, his girlfriend becomes his wife, and he is able to give his brother some advice before telling him, peace out. But yeah, it is Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, good Lord, Travis. Okay.
Man, don't be jealous. I get to talk to chicks online all day.
I think I heard you across the street, Travis. For those who don't know, Travis and I live like, what'd you say, 200 yards away from each other?
At least, yeah. It could be less than that.
Very nice.
Good Lord. Okay. So Movie Plus Explained Badly is gone, so we just have Shatnerd and we have Disney Renaissance.
That is correct.
Okay, so let's go Shatnerd.
Oh, alrighty. So, this is the last of the Shatnerd as well.
Okay.
Take that as you will. Okay. This is a stealth catapult. We've been working on it secretly for months, Spock. It can hurl one of these heavy boulders undetected over 100 yards, completely destroying anything in its path, Spock.
Monty Python?
Nope.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
There you go.
Okay, good one. Great movie,
right? I was trying to find a longer quote that I could actually put in here, but that's about one of the longest ones that actually still kind of had the Robin Hood-esque thing.
You know what I'm gonna do next week? I'm gonna do Keanu'd.
Hey.
Yes.
Whoa.
I drink your milkshake. Whoa.
Very nice.
Bonus points. Very, who can name that movie?
There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't bully me, Daniel.
Alrighty, Alan. Your choices are Songs of the Disney Renaissance, Songs of the Disney Renaissance, or alternatively...
Wait, let him finish.
Songs... of the Disney Renaissance.
I guess I'm going to go with Disney Renaissance of Songs.
I'm sorry, that was not one of the choices. Please listen more carefully. No,
I will make it a choice.
Alrighty, here we go.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out.
Lion King.
That was me.
Oh, that was a tie. That was a straight up tie.
I'll have to take your word for it, because last time when I thought I was tied... You were ahead of me when I listened to the actual podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, damn, because on mine last week, it was like, blah, at the same time that I listened to the podcast, and it was like, John's answer, then my answer. I'm like.
Yeah, no, I mean, so the way that we're doing this right now, it's all basically starting off from my computer and then going out to both of yours. So like, Alan, your voice has to go through my computer first and then go to Travis, and same as the opposite way, whereas mine is going to both of you at the same time, if that makes sense.
So, okay. Am I the key master and you're the gatekeeper?
Sure. No, cool. Alrighty. Alan.
Yo.
Let's see here. I need you to pick a number. Well, actually, okay. Pick a number 1 through 5.
4.
Here we go.
Aladdin.
Nope.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh God, I was gonna say that.
Yep. It is Hunchback. of Notre Dame. Very nice,
yeah,
Travis.
Buddy.
Very nice. Alrighty. Now I need from you, Travis.
Yes.
A number between 1 and 4.
3.
Alrighty. Here we go.
And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed.
Oh, Little Mermaid.
And your lady, yep. Please don't laugh. I use
it is
on
the Little Mermaid.
Miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor, unfortunate souls.
Yep. Okay. So.
That's good right. Stuff.
Now, we need 1, 2, or 3.
2.
Okay. Make sure I'm clicking on the right one here.
And never dreams that something might be coming.
Pocahontas.
Yep. Just that one is Pocahontas. Alrighty. We got that one right there. 1 or 2, Travis?
2.
Thank you for saving the one that I wanted to save for last.
You're welcome, I guess.
Alrighty. Here is your second to last question of the podcast.
Tarzan?
Oh,
it
no.
Tarzan.
Okay.
It is.
I was going to say Oliver and Company.
Not quite, no. I think Oliver and Company was after the Renaissance, or it was like a straight to video, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Alrighty, and so we have...
You'll be in my... That's what you should have did.
That would have been too easy.
Wait, you did say there's repeats.
That would have been way too easy. I was going for a little bit more difficult. I was trying.
I wanna know, can you show me?
Alrighty, we have... One. We have our last movie. So I will put this little asterisk up there. This one is not technically considered part of the Disney Renaissance, but it was made during that time. Got it?
Okay. So don't be in a
hurry. Goofy movie!
Goofy movie! Goofy movie!
You don't have to worry. Just jamming out here for a second.
Sorry, Travis.
Alrighty. Sorry, I had to jam out there
movie.
For a little bit. It is. It is. It's
where
not
walks in.
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Where he walks in.
Oh, yeah.
The person getting dressed. The face he makes where he like grabs his nose. Spins his ear.
But yeah, I knew that it was made during the Disney Renaissance time, but technically not considered part of the Disney Renaissance.
That surprises me.
Alrighty. Let's see here. Alrighty. So, we have a winner. with a score of 14 to 8.
Okay.
Congratulations, Alan. Travis, dude, I mean, you did pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I gave it my all. I did.
You did. You snuck some in there on him.
I did.
This is my victory song.
Oh, this is the guy that does those covers?
Yep. I was like, oh, this is fitting. Let's see here.
So.
It's pretty good. You should check it out, John.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to, now that you reminded me of it, now that they're making the live action remake of Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
Songs or no songs?
Songs.
Yeah, it's got to have the songs.
Okay. And I actually did hear that they had approached somebody to play Phil. They had approached Josh Gad.
No.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Do you know what his response was?
You need to hire Danny DeVito.
There's only one person to play Phil, and that's Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Why did Disney loves him? Disney loves Josh Gad. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think he's bad, but I don't think he's anything great. I think if you're not going to cast Danny DeVito as Phil, You get Jack Black.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will, and I do like Chris Pratt as Hercules.
Okay.
Ooh. I said Chris Evans.
Chris. Oh.
No, Chris Pratt. You. I mean, I like Chris Pratt, but I was saying personally, I was like, I can see it being Chris Evans.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. See, I don't see Chris Evans. I see, like, I guess I see the chubby Chris Pratt and just him being Hercules would fit, but I could also see Chris Evans, though.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How do you think they're going to do the starting off as a scrawny kid going to Hercules?
Well, you could do Tom.
I'm sorry.
I was gonna say you could do Tom Holland as like kid, like younger Hercules, and then Chris Pratt as adult. That's Hercules. True. I'm only throwing out Avengers cast because it's the Russo brothers are on board with this. So.
Yep.
Very or, nice.
Dude, even get Chris Hemsworth to do it because he's hilarious.
Mm.
And I mean, obviously he could play Hercules.
Mm.
Definitely, you're right.
Okay.
Better question: who would you cast as Hades?
Why can't they get what's James his face Woods. To yeah James Woods to do Woods. It again?
I don't know, in a live action one.
Do you think they'd change up the way that the characters are in any way, shape, or form?
Can't with Hades. That's like my favorite part of the movie because Hades is hilarious. I love him in that movie. Okay. Just a spaz. Super I know. Sarcastic. I got it. I get the concept.
just super sarcastic throughout the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Yeah. Well, that was pretty good, guys. I appreciate you listening to my horrible impressions and things.
If you do Keanu next week, though, Alan, that'll be fantastic.
I've already committed.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, would it be Keanu or would it be more like? I feel like it would.
It'd be it Ted-ed?
Would, yeah, more Ted. That's what I was going to say. It's more of a Ted.
Mm.
Because Keanu isn't always like, bleh. So yeah, it'd probably be more Ted. And then if I do, yeah, let's do that. It'll be Ted. But if it's a quote with multiple people, like with forms of dialogue, I can do Bill and Ted-ed.
Hey.
Can't believe nice. He's like up it. There. He's up there with your mom, dude. Shut up, Ted. That's actually right. from Bill and Ted too. Shut up, Ted.
Alrighty. Well, let's see here. Do you guys got anything else that you want to talk about here in the main podcast that we have going today at all? Yeah.
I do not.
I don't either.
Okay. Well, in that case, once again, follow us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/moviesareathing. We are at Twitter and Instagram as well, at movies are a thing, no spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that, at movies are a thing. We also do have a Patreon if you want to help support the podcast, patreon.com/moviesareathing. Go ahead and check it out. Like I said, you don't have to, but if you do want to help support the podcast, we have some stuff there for you. Other than that, I got nothing.
Neither do I.
Neither do I.
Okay, in that case,
here it comes.
Cue the outro!
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us.
Yee yee. You guys ready to get going here?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Y'all ready for this?
I thought you had that ready on your little soundboard.
I wish. I really should, but I don't. Okay.
You never used to be a ginger, but...
Nice.
Oh my god, this ginger has a soul. Sorry, I went there. I'm sorry, any gingers that listen to us, okay?
So, here, just had to make some show notes for when I write up the episode. Just had to write Travis offends gingers.
Nice.
Uh, Oh, Travis, you're disconnecting here a little bit. You there, Travis?
Am I here now?
Yep.
I'm here.
Cool.
Okay. Perfect.
Whoop. Oof, that was bad. I had Thai and Vietnamese food.
Oof.
Ew.
Yeah, I know, right? shout out to Hi Hi in Minneapolis.